You're listening to Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman. Under the Sixth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, defendants in criminal cases have the right to a jury of their peers at trial. But in Washington state, it might not always work out that way for people of color. A study from Seattle University published in 2021 found that out of 33 Washington courts researchers followed, there was an underrepresentation of Black, Indigenous, and people of color within the jury pools of all but one. And this issue isn't new.
We recognized about two decades ago that there was a significant problem, especially when we look at racial disparities in sentencing. So obviously, the decision-making process is a place where we could look at to see where inequities exist.
That's State Senator Yasmine Trudeau. She represents Washington's 27th Legislative District, which covers northern Tacoma. She's also the lead sponsor on Senate Bill 5128, which is aiming to break down some of the barriers preventing Washingtonians from participating in jury service. Trudeau says that the factors that keep someone from being available for jury duty go far beyond the threshold of the courthouse.
So for the last two decades, this has been going on. We've known what some of the factors are. We've had some opportunities to study it. And then during COVID, when these disparities were reduced, when we had people that were able to, you know, have kids with them because they were logging on online, so childcare became less of a barrier.
And speaking of childcare, we're hearing your daughter Naya weighing in on an issue that she has experience with, right?
That's right. And here, you know, you've reduced a barrier for me so that we can actually communicate in a way that I can take care of my child and I didn't have to arrange additional care. So here we are as part of very much understanding one of the key issues that my bill is attempting to address.
Senator Trudeau says the importance of being judged by a jury of your peers is the same as any other situation, having people who recognize and understand the hardships you're facing.
So me, as a woman of color, as a mom of young babies, I'm trying to explain the issues that I am facing in my life related to those identities. If I have 12 men with no children, for example, that are receiving that information, it's going to make that conversation that much harder and that much harder on me. And very unlikely that I get the real supportive outcomes that I probably need. Because there's a relation issue. How does someone relate to who I am and what I'm going through? So if you can imagine that in a normal conversation, now you take it and you put me in a position where I'm having to defend myself or my actions in probably one of the most critical points in my life, especially if I'm facing jail time, for example, right? You know, if the jury is not able to understand context, circumstance, et cetera. So the consequences are much higher.
In order to fill juries and make sure that they're not monolithic, Trudeau says the state first needs to understand the scope of the issue and take obstacles to jury service seriously. In its current form, SB 5128 would allow the state to collect more data about a juror, like their race, ethnicity, education level, and income. It would also establish a work group to examine creating a child care assistance program for jurors. And county clerks could begin issuing summons electronically instead of just by mail. Another way to break down barriers, Senator Trudeau says, would be for Washington to pay jurors more to compensate for missed work or caregiving.
Many people who are low income or working hourly wage jobs don't have the ability to take that hit. They don't have the ability to miss that time. And so we know that juror pay is probably the number one thing that is an equity issue. And frankly, you know, when I talk about diversity, I'm not necessarily just talking about racial diversity. I'm talking about across the board, all perspectives. The issue of juror pay is the number one thing that comes up.
If people haven't served on a jury in a while, I think they might be surprised to learn how low the pay still is. I mean, in King County District Court, jurors are paid $10 a day. Is anyone arguing that that is sufficient for somebody's time and effort to be on a jury?
No, I don't think so. I think, as I mentioned, you know, the courts have really been working on this for a long time. They've been doing quite a bit of research, but I think it comes down to, you know, what would it take as far as resources? Because it is expensive. Right. So looking at how much it could cost to increase pay and scaling that, I think until COVID started, there was a lot of efforts to put it forward. But it's almost like we can't ignore it now.
But the juror pay issue will have to wait for another day. After I talked to Senator Trudeau, the provision was struck from the bill as it moved through committee. Some attorneys and judges have been trying to raise awareness of the issue of diversity in jury pools for years. Judge Stephen Rosen with the King County Superior Court has been one such voice. He says he started noticing this as a problem when he took the bench.
I was sitting in court as a judge doing a lot of jury trials in current jury trial practice. And I'm looking at the back of lawyers and the front of jurors, and I was noticing there are a lot of white jurors. And I wondered if that was something that was statistically significant. So I started keeping track in what was a very inexact science and kept numbers for about 6 months and then compared them to the population of our community and found out that it did not match up as it should. So first it was me in my courtroom watching jurors during jury selection and keeping track. After about 6 months, I determined that there was a statistical problem. And then we convened a work group to look at various issues related to jury selection.
How did your understanding of jury and jury makeup change when you moved from being a prosecutor to being a judge?
Well, to be honest, when I was a prosecutor, this wasn't an issue that was on my minds or many people's minds. And I was very focused on just presenting my case and winning my case as best as I could. I wasn't focused on who was on the jury, at least not consciously. So as a judge, it became very different because I was less focused on the individual case and more focused on the system. It kind of went from a tree to the forest for me individually.
Interesting. In 2016 and 2017, you worked with the State Supreme Court's Minority and Justice Commission on a survey of Washington jurors. And that also compared the diversity of juries to the makeup of their surrounding communities. When you took that wider look, what did you find?
So we have conducted three studies now with Minority and Justice Commission. That first one you're referencing found the same essentially as the other two. The results are all very similar in that the makeup of the people who come into our courtroom to potentially serve as jurors does not match those racial, ethnic, gender, income, and education-based demographics of the people in the community who are eligible to serve. We specifically found, for example, with the racial makeup that African-Americans were showing up in about half of what would be expected based on their eligibility. And that was very true along a lot of different minority versus white comparisons.
How does it feel to be presiding over a case when a jury is overwhelmingly white, for example, and the defendant is a person of color? What goes through your mind as a judge?
It makes me unhappy. It makes me feel like our system is failing our citizens. Research has shown time and time again that when we have even a single diverse person on a panel, meaning somebody who doesn't get selected to serve on a jury, just is sitting in the courtroom and is a potential juror, that affects the outcome of the whole trial. Panels that have a diverse person in them are more likely to see things differently. They're more likely to consider different evidence and make better decisions. I didn't become a judge for any other reason than that I wanted to serve the community and sort of give back, if you will. And being part of a system that does not achieve its maximum potential is something that I find bothersome.
Right now, the state legislature is considering Senate Bill 5128, which would attempt to diversify jury pools across Washington state through a couple of different measures. One would explore establishing a child care assistance program for potential jurors. It would expand data collection to better understand the makeup of juries, and it would authorize the courts to collect email addresses so that courts can issue summons in electronic format in addition to paper format. Based on your experience as a judge, what impact could these changes have on the makeup of juries in Washington?
Well, I don't think the data collection is going to affect anything except that it will give us data on how things are going as we make changes. So I think it's incredibly important, but it's not likely to affect the makeup of jurors. The child care is really an unknown. To my knowledge, we've only had two locations in the state that has ever offered child care. And we haven't studied how that affected things in any great detail. So it would be nice to know. We, in our most recent survey of about 130,000 jurors, one of the things that was often cited specifically by female jurors was dependent care assistance as a barrier to coming in to serve or as a barrier to continue to serve once they were here. So that's something that we hope we can study and find out what and how much is affected with juror diversity. Email summons, we don't know. It certainly is promising. It's something I personally am interested in. I think it might expand our reach because the poorer you are, the more likely you are to move and the more often that you move. And so it's harder to reach people. Whereas text messaging and email, those things tend to reach people because you don't change your phone number very often and you don't change your email very often. But that's completely unstudied. To our knowledge, it's not been allowed to happen anywhere in the United States. And so we would be the first. And even here in Washington, we would not make it our sole method of summoning jurors. So we have some hope that some of these things and some others might make a difference in the diversity of our jurors.
One element of the bill that has fallen out as it's moved through committee is the pay aspect. There was a part of the bill that would have raised juror pay in King County Superior Court. For example, jurors are paid $10 a day. What was your reaction when you heard that that element of the bill, looking at paying jurors more, fell out and is not going to go forward?
So I understand that this is a huge budget item and the legislature is grappling with a lot of different policy issues that are important to a lot of different groups. But me individually, I feel that the increased juror pay is one of the most likely things to change the makeup of our juries. We constantly hear from people on an individual basis. I sit in court and hear from people, I can't serve because I don't get paid for my time off. I can't serve because I run a small business. And if I'm not there, then nobody's swinging the hammer and bringing home a paycheck. I hear these things over and over and over again. And $10 a day is not reasonable. I don't have the year off the top of my head, but it was something like the 1950s or 1960s when that $10 a day figure was put into the law. And obviously with inflation, it's a lot more now. $10 a day in 1960 is worth something like $100 a day now. And in reality, that kind of adds up. If you take minimum wage and you think of a 7 or 8 hour day, we should be paying our jurors $100, $150 a day so that they can afford to come in and serve. And we don't exclude those who are not financially able to be here from being here.
$10 a day, it's a challenge to even find lunch for that
That's
amount
right.
in downtown Seattle right now. It certainly doesn't go as far as it used to. So it's disappointing to you, is that fair to say, Judge, that this fell out of the bill?
Yes, we're hopeful that it will come back in a future year, or at least that the legislature would consider a pilot project where we maybe try it in one jurisdiction or two jurisdictions and measure the outcome. That's been a long time goal of mine with the measuring that we're doing of jurors and their different characteristics and diversity is as we make changes, we increase pay in one, we can see if it works. And if it does, then we can roll it out to other jurisdictions. We see what happens with childcare in one jurisdiction. If it doesn't work or it does, we can make decisions from that. We've got a long list of things that we can try. And so we're hopeful that the legislature would still allow us to try this out and see if it makes a difference.
It's one thing to increase the diversity of the jury pool, but a lot can happen right between the jury pool walking in and who actually ends up impaneled on the jury. What about what occurs during voir dire when attorneys are able to strike members of the jury pool? Can anything be done to look at the ways that people of color are stricken from juries at a greater rate than white people?
So you bring up a couple of great points there. So we don't, judges in Washington now have General Rule 37, which allows us to regulate the jury selection process a little more than we have in the past. And the Supreme Court is the one who enacted that, and it was a very good thing for the state. Now, if we see as judges, if we see a pattern, if a lot of people of a certain gender or race or whatever it is are being excluded, we can stop the proceedings and ask the lawyers, why is this happening? And if we don't get an answer that's satisfactory, we can undo the striking or excluding of the jurors and put them back on. Another thing that I think is interesting is that the perception that there are a lot of minorities being struck from juries is not always accurate. I think it depends on where you are and what the political climate is. We have different policies in different parts of the state. We don't have wonderful data that is completely reliable. We would like to have that, but the study that we just completed included Pierce County, which has more data than any place else in the state. And the limited data that we got from Pierce County is that minority jurors, once they come in the door, are less likely to be excused than white jurors. We don't know why that is. Some are hypothesizing that's because of sort of the racial awareness of this problem in other parts of the country, and that prosecutors and defense lawyers there are very sensitive to that issue. But we don't have enough data because there were so few trials and so few minorities coming through that by the time you got to the number of people left at the end of the study, meaning how many people made it onto a jury, there weren't very big numbers, which is another reason why it's really important that the studies continue so that we can track that. I personally have had a trial where a prosecutor, and traditionally prosecutors are accused of excluding minority jurors, but in my trial, I had a prosecutor who was excluding white jurors to try to get to a minority juror because there was a minority person on trial, and she wanted to make sure that the defendant got a fair trial and had a representative jury. So, you know, that's the exact opposite of what we've seen happen in some other parts of the country. And it's just, it's very location specific, and it can even be very prosecutor or defense specific.
Yeah. And it sounds like the data could just help so much to clear this up, right? One of the reasons I mentioned, you know, in my previous question that minority jurors tend to be stricken more often is this data out of a Berkeley study. This is a 2020 study looking at 700 cases decided by the California Court of Appeal. Of course, it's another state. In this specific study, in nearly 72% of cases, district attorneys were using their strikes to remove black jurors. But you are pointing out that this is not universal. This is very location specific, and we just need more data to understand really what's happening.
Yeah, I think it probably is location specific, although I don't have any data to back that up. I also just anecdotally, from what I've seen, it's also case specific. It's also lawyer specific and probably litigant specific. So you might find some prosecutor's office, some public defender's offices do or do not strike disproportionately, or some individual lawyers do or do not. So there's a lot of data we don't know about what's happening and where it's happening and why that we really want to know.
So we are talking about what the legislature is working on in Olympia. Are you at the courts level really just waiting to see what representatives are able to do in the legislature? I mean, is there anything to be done at the level of a judge or at the court system itself that could affect the diversity of the jury pool that comes in the door and the diversity of jurors that end up getting impaneled? Is there anything that you see the court system isn't doing that maybe could do?
Most of this is driven by state policy, state law, which we don't have a lot of control over. We don't decide how jurors come into the courthouse. So we get a big list from the state, which comes from the Department of Licensing and the Secretary of State. Then there's a statute that says we have to randomly draw from that list. And then we send out summons, some come back, some don't. So that's probably the majority of the situation, the majority of the problem, if you will. But are there some things we could do? Probably. We could try to be welcoming to everybody of all creeds and faiths, et cetera. We could potentially do more outreach to tell people why it's important to come to the court. I would like to think we could be more effective at getting juror pay increased, both at the local level and the state level, and help our policymakers understand why that's so important. At the backbone of our society is the justice system. Without it, everything falls apart. And when we don't have jurors who can come in and afford to come in, we have a problem. But so far, we haven't convinced them that it should be a number one priority amongst many difficult priorities for them to balance. So I think there's probably some things we could do locally and some things that need to happen on sort of the state level, or at least the policymaker level.
Judge Steve Rosen with the King County Superior Court, thank you very much for chatting with me about this. And I hope we can stay in touch as the issue is being worked on at the legislative level and beyond. I mean, especially this pay issue seems like something that will be coming back because you are saying it's important. A lot of folks are saying it's very important to address.
Thank you for having me, Libby.
As of now, the Senate Committee on Ways and Means has had a public hearing and offered its own version of Senate Bill 5128. That's the version without a pay increase for jurors. That substitute bill has now been passed back to the Rules Committee for a second reading. We'll continue following what happens as the bill makes its way through the legislature. Thanks for listening to Soundside. This show is only possible because listeners support us. If you're able to give right now, please check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org.